The Systems and Developer Tools corner of HN today had a few stories worth unpacking carefully. Let me start with the one that grabbed the most attention in that space, queryable executables. The piece by Farid Zakaria, which pulled 211 points and 60 comments, proposes something that sounds obvious once you hear it but has genuinely non-obvious implications.
The idea is that compiled executables should expose structured metadata that can be queried, dependencies, build configuration, embedded debug information, through a standardized interface rather than requiring separate tooling to inspect binary formats. Right now, if you want to know what shared libraries an ELF binary links against, you run LDD. If you want debug symbols, you need dwarf tooling. If you want build time configuration, you hope the binary was built with that embedded. Zakaria's proposal is to make all of this queryable through a unified mechanism.
The practical implications are significant for security and reproducibility. If you can query a binary for its complete provenance, what source it was built from, what compiler version, what dependencies were resolved, you get a foundation for software supply chain verification that doesn't depend on maintaining separate SBOM files. The binary itself becomes the authoritative record.
The HN comments flagged some interesting implementation questions. The main tension is between adding metadata and binary size, especially for embedded systems where every kilobyte matters. But several commenters pointed out that this metadata could be in a separate section that strip-friendly toolchains can remove, similar to how debug sections work today. The architecture is sound. The question is standardization, which is always the hard part in systems tooling.
From there, let's talk about a story that sounds like a joke at first, Python's SDR, lower being a security vulnerability. Seth Larson's piece got 136 points and 57 comments, and the headline is technically accurate in a way that reveals something subtle about Unicode handling.
The specific case involves the Turkish locale problem, which is one of those issues that surfaces periodically in internationalization discussions. In Turkish, the lowercase of the uppercase letter I, that's a capital I, is not the regular I you'd expect. It's a dotless letter 131. So if you write code that does case-insensitive comparison using SDR, lower, on a system running under a Turkish locale, I, lower, returns letter 131 instead of I, and your security check that relies on comparing lowercase strings breaks silently.
The concrete attack surface is in code that does things like if username lower equals equals admin under Turkish locale settings, admin lower becomes admin with a dotless I, which doesn't match admin, potentially bypassing access controls. It's the kind of bug that never shows up in testing because test environments almost always run under ASCII safe locales, but it can manifest in production deployments serving international users.
The fix is to use SDR, casefold, instead of SDR, lower, for security-relevant comparisons, or to use explicit locale-independent comparison functions. The deeper lesson is about the dangerous assumption that string operations are semantically simple. They are not, and security-critical code should be especially skeptical of seemingly innocuous utility functions.
The Mayao project also deserves attention. It's a Jarrett-style code review workflow that works with GitHub, GitLab, Gaidia, and other platforms. For those unfamiliar, Jarrett is the code review system used internally at Google and many large engineering organizations, and it has a fundamentally different model than GitHub's pull request workflow. Instead of reviewing branches, you review individual commits, and the history is kept linear and clean.
The GitHub PR model has won the market, but it's not universally loved by engineers who have worked in Jarrett environments. The main complaint is that PR-based review encourages stacking many commits into a single review unit, which makes it harder to reason about individual changes. Mayao brings commit-centric review to the platforms people are already using, which is a genuine quality-of-life improvement if you find yourself maintaining large code bases where linear history matters.
And there's a quick one worth mentioning, the tooltip interaction design piece. The article argues that tooltips need a delay on initial hover to avoid triggering on accidental mouse movement, but should skip that delay when the user moves quickly from one tooltip to another. It sounds like a small detail, but it's the kind of interaction refinement that separates polished interfaces from frustrating ones. The HN comments were a surprisingly deep dive into hover intent detection and the accessibility implications of tooltip timing.